The next day I arrived at Park Lane punctual to the moment, but was told by the butler that Lady Alroy had just gone out. I went down to the club quite unhappy and very much puzzled, and after long consideration wrote her a letter asking if I might be allowed to try my chance some other afternoon. I had no answer for several days, but at last I got a little note saying she would be at home on Sunday at 4, and with this extraordinary postscript: "Please do not write to me here again. I will explain when I see you." On Sunday she received me, and was perfectly charming. But when I was going away, she begged of me, if ever I had occasion to write to her again, to address my letter to Mrs. Knox, care of Whittaker's Library, Green Street. "There are reasons," she said, "why I cannot receive letters in my own house." All through the season I saw a great deal of her, and the atmosphere of mystery never left her. Sometimes I thought that she was in the power of some man, but she looked so unapproachable that I could not believe it. It was really very difficult for me to come to any conclusion, for she was like one of those strange crystals that one sees in museums, which are at one moment clear and at another clouded. At last I determined to ask her to be my wife. I was sick and tired of the incessant secrecy that she imposed on all my visits, and on the few letters I sent her. I wrote to her at the library to ask her if she could see me the following Monday at 6.